Welcome to today's session of Finding Hope. My name is Nithya, and we have two guests joining us today.
I'm Abhinaya.
And I'm Shree.
We have an important topic to talk about today. It's something that isn't talked about often, but needs to be brought to people's attention.
We see many incidents of teen suicide on a daily basis, and over time, these incidents only seem to be increasing exponentially.
Today, we want to talk about the main reasons of suicide and different ways to prevent it.
Suicide has many different interpretations, but what is a real definition?
Suicide is simply the act of intentionally causing one's own death. This includes mental disorders, depression, bipolar disorder, and substance abuse, and those could be extremely bad risk factors.
I get this, but is it actually such a big deal? Like, it can't be that frequent, right?
I know suicide seems like something from the past, almost like Romeo and Juliet, where they both died for love. But it's still so frequent today, almost 47,000 Americans die in a year.
But nobody deals with Shakespeare situations these days. Like, you don't see people commit suicide to be with the one they love often, right?
Maybe not, but looking deeper into what you said, Nithya, Romeo and Juliet didn't just die because of love. They committed suicide due to their families and the pressure they both put on them.
Really? I never really read the story. But what do you mean by their families putting pressure on them?
In the story, both Romeo and Juliet love each other, but the reason they went through so much pain was because of their families and having to uphold their name and who they are.
Oh, so when we apply this in the real-world situation, it could be kids feeling the pressure their parents put on them in any situation, right?
Yeah, for sure. Almost 90% of kids who face suicidal thoughts, they face it because of stressful events that occur or having stress in general.
To give Shree her Romeo and Juliet comparison, Juliet was put under the stress of marrying someone who was not Romeo, making her think killing herself was the only option out.
But why didn't she just run away with him?
Back then, it was more difficult to run away, as there was nowhere to go. She was a woman who had to depend on her family. But nowadays, when stressful things happen, there's much better ways to handle it.
I completely agree with you. Kids can talk to people they think are close to them. Maybe they aren't comfortable to talk to their parents, but we have trusted adults, counselors, and many others are willing to help.
That's very true. We can easily say that Romeo and Juliet can be compared to the children today. But let's talk about the causes. There are so many. But what do you guys think are the main causes?
Well, as we talked about earlier, parental pressure is a big cause. But not only that, pressure in general is a very big issue.
But pressure isn't always the cause, right?
Some could possibly feel alone due to events that have happened in their past or a family history of depression and suicide.
Also, some may have become suicidal because of their mistakes they made in the past that they have to carry around with them.
Kind of like how Romeo made the mistake of killing Juliet's cousin, Tybalt, which he had to carry with him.
Yeah, exactly. It's still common today. Maybe not in the sense of murdering as Romeo went through, but kids still have the weight of mistakes that they can't get over.
So what happens at the end of Romeo and Juliet?
So basically, at the end of Romeo and Juliet, they both decide their problems do not have solutions, such as the fact that they certainly cannot convince their parents to accept their love. And due to that thought, they commit suicide, and that is the situation with lots of teens today as well.
But it's important to know that if you are suicidal or facing suicidal thoughts, people are here to help you and you can make it through. Every problem has a solution, and there are so many people who are here to be with you throughout the journey.
If you're listening to this podcast today and you think you are dealing with a few similar situations, please do call us after this podcast and call 1-800-273-8255. We are here to help you find your hope.
That's it for today's Suicide Podcast. Next week, we'll be talking about ways to reduce stress and overcome moments where you feel lots of pressure. Be sure to tune in.
Thank you.